try to live my life every day. Key out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have unto to me. But it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground news team and the tech team champions of the podcast world. I'm the lunatic fringe, the left-lip ghost, and with me is the radical one, the fringy one, Ryan Dean, the right-lip, and joining the bean in the center, Ron Weed. How are you?
Doing good, man. Glad to be here. It's one of my favorite shows. I listen to it every week. And dude, that's the best intro, man. You should definitely go pro with that. Like, what's that one thing, Cameo?
Yeah, maybe I should. Yeah. Positive feedback I've ever had from it. Everybody's just like, what a goof. But I don't know.
Very nice.
From, the road dog.
Dude, I was going to say, you got to be careful if you're going to call any guests that we have the bean in the middle, because a lot of people might not get the reference. And if there's ever a Mexican that you say the bean in the middle, it's going to sound real bad. But no, I know what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with race.
Right. I mean, the show is called Cunt, so.
Right. People can put two and two together. But yeah, we have a lovely guest this episode. And it's fun to do these every once in a while with third people on, you know what I mean? But what's going on with you, Ron? How you been, dude?
Doing good, man. And this is actually the first ever time I've done like a podcast with an actual mic.
It sounds good. It really sounds good. Did you have to do any like adjusting or anything?
Not just hooked it up.
So. Nice.
Hell
yeah. Well, there we go, dude. We're gonna sound nice.
Yeah.
He's holding the old earbud headphone mic up to your mouth the whole time and sitting there and da 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 da. And I ain't right. Hands.
Yeah, and the cell phone front camera.
Yeah, true.
Like ever.
But. So what'd you get into this weekend, Ron? Did you do anything kind of exciting, make any good food or anything like that?
No, just work pretty hard, work for new at the clubhouse I'm at. There's a new chef. He's a Michelin star chef, or he was, and he actually used to cook for the Lizard Queen on Mondays.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So he would actually cook the Queen of England, you're talking about?
Yeah, I guess she has a different chef for every day of the week or something like that.
Wild. So she used to, right? Because supposedly she's dead.
Yeah, and her. I heard, how wasteful they are, but with the boiled eggs, he likes to eat, I think the prince or the king now or whoever, he likes to eat boiled eggs when he comes back from hunting trips. And so they would, about 30 minutes before they knew he was coming, they would start boiling eggs. And if he took his time, he didn't get there, in 30 minutes, they would just keep tossing eggs away, throwing eggs away and boiling more eggs. It's just like,
So when they say boiled egg, is that like a what we would call a poached egg?
Like a hard boiled egg, probably, right?
Hard boiled, yeah.
Hard boiled, okay.
What a weird thing.
Yeah.
I enjoy eggs after the hunt. What the fuck? Like, what a fucking weird group of people, you know what I mean? I'm sure he's a cool dude, you know what I mean? The chef, but like it's just I don't know, like eggs don't sound good after you're out there like exercising. That's like drinking milk on a hot day or something, you know?
Yeah, he just loves eggs. He loves
like a good egg.
I almost didn't want to say it, but like the whole cunt eggs.
It's weird, dude. It's super strange.
Imagine the stench on that guy.
Oh yeah,
eating that many hard-boiled eggs. Oh,
just constantly eating eggs. That's such a weird thing, dude. I can't. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of something I like to eat. After doing something kind of exhausting, I'm sure that their hunts aren't real hunts. You know, I'm sure pretty lazy, but like for him, that's got to be kind of a physical activity. So I don't know when I'm done, I like a burger or chicken or something like that. I'm not really into just a hard boiled egg.
Yeah,
I want hot meal like meatloaf or some shit like that.
Meatloaf's good. Meatloaf's underrated, I will say.
Yeah.
What'd you get into this?
Not much. Just enjoyed the week off, and telling Ron earlier before we hit the record button, I wish the work week went as fast as a vacation week.
Yeah, that's always the thing.
Yeah, but it was good. I watched some cool movies. Got caught up on well, not caught up, but finished a series that I started the other day, the Lost Symbol, Dan Brown book.
Okay.
So hopefully they come out with season two, and started a new show that I'm probably late to the game to, called Suits.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure, because they have quite a few seasons, but it came across the TikTok that I was seeing and it played a scene from, and I was like, oh, this looks interesting. So I started it, and it has Meghan Markle in it.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, she was. I that's why I recognized that name of that show, because people were talking about, like, that was her one role, I think, that she ever had. Yeah. And then she was also on Deal or No Deal, I think.
Okay.
Right? Doing like the, you know how they open the suitcases?
She might have been. I don't know.
Well, there was a picture of her. Maybe it was just like a single episode she was on, but I know for a fact that that she was at least in one, because there's a meme going around of her opening a $5 case, and it's like, you know, the Queen's, what the Queen is leaving for Meghan Markle or whatever, you know, it's $5. But
she wants a divorce now.
That's shocking. She seems like she's such a bitch. Uh-huh. I bet. Like, just the worst. She gets this dude away from his family. And, you know, she's pretty hot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to act like she's not really, really hot. But, you know, like, it's usually those kind of girls that are kind of bitches a little bit. Not all of you guys out there that are attractive, but there's a few.
Yeah, and usually not that good in bed.
Yes. Yeah, dude. Yes. That's a fact. Because they're kind of stuck up. Like, they think you need to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just lay there. That's all you got to do. Just lay there.
Yeah. Lay there and make a somewhat sexual face, and that's it. Make a noise every now and then. You're good. But, yeah, man, it was a nice weekend for me. I was really happy with the outcome of UFC 293. Huge Israel Adesanya hater here. And, yeah, it was pretty epic, man. A lot of people are calling it the biggest upset in UFC history. It's not. But it was pretty damn interesting to watch.
How was it, dude? Did he, like, really beat his ass, or was it?
It was weird. Like,
Izzy didn't even show up.
No, he didn't. The first, did you watch it, Ghost?
I watched as many highlights as I could to finish the whole five round match. So yeah, I mean, he just looked like he was just standing there, like, okay, whatever. Like, didn't take it serious.
Yeah, it's weird. I think that Sean Strickland really got in his head, and a lot of the stuff that was coming out about him, like, jacking his dog off and stuff. And, like, a lot of weird stuff that he was doing. And just, like, there's a channel that's really good out there if anyone's interested in MMA stuff. This guy called MMA Guru. He's hilarious, dude. And he does a lot of really good research and, you know, mostly fun stuff. But he was doing, like, this deep dive on how much of a piece of shit Israel Adesanya is. He's lied about being poor, growing up poor. He had servants when he was a kid. You know, he didn't even know how to bathe himself until he was 8 because his servants would all do it for him.
Damn, and, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, he acts like, you know, and it's just shitty. And he kind of has, like, this main character complex, or, like, just narcissistic to the max, where, like, he watches a bunch of anime and shit, and I think he thinks, like, his life is an anime, and it's not. I mean, he's a normal fucking dude, and I just hate the fucking weird guy, man.
Where's he from?
So he's kind of like a nomad, really, but he was born in Nigeria, lives in New Zealand, but doesn't claim it, and pretends he's Chinese as well, for whatever reason. I'm not sure, but, like, he claims China more than he claims anywhere else, so it's weird. He's just I like I said, I can't stand him. I can't say a single good thing about the dude. I think he's overrated. And Sean Strickland, all that he does is just walk forward and just throw 1-2s. That's all that he does. But he's relentless with pressure, and Izzy just had no answer for it. He got dropped in the first round, kind of got the shit beat out of him that first round, and then the rest of the whole fight, it was just Sean Strickland backing him up. I don't know. Izzy might have landed 50 punches.
Dude, that's so tough to deal with, man, because, like, you never get a chance to set up. That's why, like, even though, you know, trained fighters are really good in a street fight, they could get, like, caught, you know, because they're wild. They're not used to someone just being so reckless, which, you know, usually they take advantage of, right, that recklessness. But, you know, it's not what you're used to. You know, you're not used to these tight attacks. The attacks are wilder, you know, so it catches you.
Yeah,
he pretty much boxed him the whole match.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty bad showing. And that's kind of what I was saying, is that if anyone just like has the confidence to go in there and beat this dude, they can do it. Like he's not very good, I don't think.
Well, plus, like you said, with his mindset, jacking off his dog, like you can't really be proud of that. He's walking around like,
yeah,
yeah. That's on the inside, you know, like.
Yeah, once it gets exposed, and like he did this whole thing too when, you know, people were accusing him of using steroids, and he was saying like he might have cancer, and he never, like it came out too that like they never even went to go check to see if he had cancer. He was just kind of, you know, I don't know, just like, huh?
Dodge and deflect.
Yeah. And it's like, that's the worst thing. He was like comparing himself to Chadwick Boseman, that dude, the Black Panther guy that died. It's like, you're a fucking dirtbag, man. But anyway, he lost. So that's good.
Oh, so but, he was jacking off his dog?
He supposedly, I haven't seen the video, but there's a video that this dude was showing where he was like laughing and he was like playing with his dog. Like, you remember in South Park how they do the Red Rocket thing?
Yeah.
It sounded like it was like that, you know? And then he like feeds his dog. The dog's dead, which is sad. But he would like feed the dog with his mouth, you know? Like, he's a fucking weird dude, man.
Okay. I admit, just to show, people,
I admit I jack off my dog.
how calm Bane is to take a treat. I put a you know, a milk bone in my mouth and let him take it out, but we like never touched lips. You know what I mean? He just would take it gently. That's the only time I ever did it. You know what I mean? It was just like, look, he's a big dog. Look how gentle he is. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and feed my fucking dogs like a baby bird.
Yeah, I don't know the extent of either one of those things, but that's just what was getting out there. And then he wasn't denying it. Like, that was what was weird, is at the press conference, Sean Strickland was talking about this dude jacking off his dog, and he didn't even say, like, dude, I haven't done that. Like, this is all rumor. He didn't say anything. It's weird.
What was that movie where that bulldog they used, he jacked it off and filled the donuts with? The bulldog's car.
I don't know. That's disgusting, though.
Or there was that movie Kingpin where he was like staying with the Amish, and he's like got the milk mustache. He's like, "Oh man, y'all got some good milk." Or like, "We don't have any cows." It's like, we got a bull, though.
That's disgusting, though.
Nice creamy bull's milk.
Bull milk. Yeah, dude. Did you guys notice anything that happened like over the weekend, over the week, that was like real newsworthy?
There was some, but it kind of quiet. I don't know. What do we have, Ron?
One thing I did hear is, I didn't finish the video, but supposedly archaeologists like found evidence of Sodom and Gomorrah,
okay,
in the Bible or something like that.
I did hear about that.
Huh.
And so like,
what is that? Like, where is this coming from? Like, or what kind of knowledge?
Like. Well, they found it in where it's next to the Dead Sea or something like that. Okay. And from the Bronze Age, and the way things were, it looked like it got hit by freaking like death rays, like the shit we got now, fucking dew weapons and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But like everything got like melted, you know, it got hit by like fireballs from the sky and shit. That's what, you
know? I believe in that stuff, man. I really do think direct energy weapons are real. Like, a lot of people will say that that's like where conspiracy theory goes too far, but I think that there's almost proof that that's been used before. And then like the Archimedes, I think was the guy's name or something, that had like a sun ray, you know what I mean? Like, he made a sun ray, like a death ray.
Zeus
type
with
thing.
Lightning.
What's that?
Zeus and lightning.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, like that, I don't know exactly what they called it, but yeah, it's just an interesting kind of thing. I'll see if I can find what that thing was called, but I talked about that with mirrors, because you can use mirrors to do like a mirror weapon thing. You know what I mean? All kinds of lasers and shit like that. Now, this thing I did forget about too, man. The New Mexico governor is suspending the Second Amendment in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's all of New Mexico. Well, did you hear about
it? It does. I had a clip on it. It is statewide, but per her, I don't know, their limitations or whatever needs to be exceeded, only Albuquerque meets that, and that's the only town or city that they're banning it in. But my thing is, concealed carry people and open carry people aren't the ones committing the crimes.
Right. Yeah, man. I don't know. I think, like, if this starts going from state to state, I'm not going to follow it, to be honest. Like, and I'm not, like, that's not me saying, like, oh, a fucking tough guy over here. It's just like, no, that's absolutely not going to happen. And I don't think I'm anywhere near being one of the only ones that would not follow that.
Right.
So, and you know who's really not going to follow it? People that want to shoot other people, like, just for fun. You know, they're not going to follow that shit at all. So
I think they're called criminals.
Is that what they're called?
I think
Have you seen, like, there's, like, I've seen two different videos about two different people who just drive down nice neighborhoods and randomly, like, shoot into houses, record themselves on, like, TikTok or some shit, you know? Like, dude, that's such, like, bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, that's, of like, course. So horrible, you know? Who knows what's going on in the house?
Yeah, man. Yeah, there could be freaking kids in there. But yeah, that's one thing too that a lot of these, like, kind of piece of shit people do is they take out, like they assume that just because someone's wealthy that they're a bad person, right? So I don't know. That was another thing that I wanted to mention about the mindset of Israel Adesanya, where he grew up wealthy and he didn't have any problems, and so he creates problems for himself to kind of, like, be a hero in his own story. And a lot of people do that, dude. And I think that that's kind of, like, a big problem with the world right now, really the West. But because we don't have many problems over here, man. Like, yeah, some kids grow up kind of abused and that's horrible. But as a whole, like, these people that, like, had no problems growing up are now in government and they're creating problems. Like, they're just trying to act like they're, you know, heroes, and they're just average people. So it's interesting. Did you have a clip here with that?
Yeah. Yeah, with the New Mexico governor?
Yeah, I want to see it.
All right.
Oh. So effective immediately, no person other than a law enforcement officer or licensed security officer shall possess a firearm, either openly or concealed, within cities or counties, averaging 1,000 or more violent crimes per 100,000, and more than 90 firearm-related emergency department visits. For 30 days in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County, it's the only place that meets both those standards. Statewide order, but only one place meets both criteria. We have far too many ER gunshot visits, and we have far too many crimes involving firearms. We are suspending open and concealed carry.
So they're going to say that the crime drops like crazy, I bet, right? Even though it's probably not going to change really at all. And then they're going to justify carrying that suspension no longer.
Yeah, more than likely. I've been to Albuquerque a couple times for the state fair when I was stationed there. Albuquerque's a shithole, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like any other bigger city. You have your nice parts of the city, but man, for the most part, it's slums and hood.
Well, isn't that where John Jones was hanging out in the alleyway with homeless people, drinking beer and shooting guns?
Alleyway. I know he still lives there, but yeah, it's an interesting place because it's really high elevation there. Yep. So, you know, a lot of people, maybe, I don't know, dude, that might mess with your head if you're at a high elevation for a long time. Is Denver kind of fucked up?
Not really.
No.
Damn, that's the opposite where I'm at too, man. I'm down in the low country.
Yeah.
So it's like, like, if I go there, I'll probably be like,
you can't even breathe when you're walking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, dude, I know, like, it's nuts what that does, to your lungs, and like just the amount that you can condition and stuff. It's crazy. But yeah, man, that was something that was just really kind of wild to see that they're trying to move that forward. New Mexico is fairly liberal though.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And it's a beautiful state, and Albuquerque's like the beginning of the Rocky Mountains. So then they obviously move north, but to your point with, you know, altitude, I mean, Denver, it's screwed up just as much as any other big city. And it's liberal, but you look at all the other, you know, states that fall into, you know, the Rocky Mountain basin or whatever, dude, most of them are cowboys, just country folk, just chilled, laid back people. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with, illegals coming across the southern border. Just me, but.
May not be wrong there.
No.
I'm trying to find some clips here.
I'll say like one thing, like as far as the conflict goes, you know, because I heard a lot, you know, it could be you know, that the desert is kind of like modern day battle zone. You know, I guess it's always been like a war zone. We had the jungle in Vietnam and now it's like the desert. So,
right.
Who knows if it's setting it up to make it easier for like, you know, armed conflicts to go down over there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's strange, man. It's real weird. Cause yeah, you see, I don't know, dude, so many things are going to start happening. Like we, you know, by the end of the year, and then also, you know, obviously rolling into 2024, it's going to get kind of crazy. There was one other thing that I heard that was like end of the world type shit, like testing. Kim told it to me. I'll ask in a second. But yeah, you're going to just start seeing so much of this crap. Let's see. I have a clip here that might be a good one. I'm just trying. So I'm going into this completely blind. For some reason though, my computer's acting up. Is your guys' shit being weird or no?
Mine's always acting weird.
I see it glitches every once in a while.
Yeah, what the hell's going on? Okay.
Well, if it's not working, try hitting your Control-Alt-Delete and it'll bring up the taskbar or task menu and then just X out of it and it usually fixes whatever bug that mine.
No. It's working, but I was just kind of acting a little sketchy right now. Let's see if this will actually go. But yeah, so I got something with food here. I saw something with some water.
I destroyed some Taco Bell today,
dude. I actually made some nachos for football, the first football Sunday.
Nice.
Really happy I did that.
Ooh, sounds good.
You guys like just regular ground beef nachos, or how do you like nachos?
I'll eat any kind of nacho.
Yeah, any kind of nachos.
General rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Any nacho is a good nacho. Yeah, dude, I go beans, meat, ground beef. I do the cheese, goo, and shredded cheese, right? Jalapenos, salsa, sour cream, little black olives, you know.
Had a good time. Works.
Yeah, dude, I went all out. But yeah, so let's see what this lady's talking about with some watermelons sent by one of the most loyal supporters and listeners and contributors of the show, Victoria. She does a lot here. So give me a thumbs up if you can hear it.
Can someone please tell me what is going on with the watermelons recently? Check this out.
I could make a really sexual reference right
now. So I got this watermelon yesterday, set it on the counter and come down this morning to it exploding, this foam out of it, you can see it's constantly bubbling.
Look at it!
What the heck?
What kind of watermelon did you get? Ew, look at it! It's deflating!
Man, it's just straight water.
Or some could call it urine.
Dude, this is so perfect for cunt. Like, that's why, like, for the audience, you gotta see the visual, man. You know? You gotta see the visual.
It's literally squirting, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a fly on there, so it's probably not a toxic thing. Right?
Right, yeah. And that one doesn't even look like it's overripe.
It's just going, dude. That's wild.
It's almost now, like I don't know about you, but that doesn't look normal to me.
No, it definitely does not look normal.
It almost, with it bubbling, almost appears like it's fermenting on the inside.
Maybe that's what's going on. Little alcoholic watermelon?
Yeah, but they didn't look overly ripe, though, some of these. You know what I mean? Like, you would think if it's going to ferment, it's going to be pretty almost rotten at that point.
Yeah. Dude, actually, since we're on this watermelon topic real quick before we segue away from it.
I got to ask, what did you send Israel Adesanya? He said you sent an attachment to him. Like, you suck, you biggest piece of shit.
No. So I said to Sean Strickland, because Sean Strickland's in there, I said Sean Strickland did something like he's a new champ, and Israel Adesanya, he can go back to jacking off his dog, and I like tagged both of them in it. Yeah, I am not a fan. Okay, yeah, so check this out, dude. The watermelon 2.0, okay? This is something that, I mean, I absolutely have to try. You have to see this here.
Watch me.
Look at that. I wanted to try and mute So she's scooping out the watermelon, putting a bunch of different berries, raspberries, strawberries, all this shit, filling the watermelon up with all the berries, and then pouring clear gelatin into that, sealing it again overnight in the fridge, and then you cut it open, and it's a bunch of berries and kiwis and shit.
Oh, dude.
That looks bomb, dude. I like it.
And yeah, there used to be, what's that Jell-O that had the berries in it?
I don't know.
Maybe it was just something
like a fruitcake.
Yeah, kind of like fruitcake, but maybe it was just my mom. She would just, when she'd make Jell-O, sometimes she'd throw some, you know, berries in it, and we just have, you know, grapes inside Jell-O or whatever. But man, that looks fucking tasty.
Looks nice, right?
Top it off a little bit. Maybe put some, you know, vodka in there too.
You could something sweeter, probably like I don't know. We could figure something out though. But yeah, I like that stuff. Looks good. So yeah, I saw that you had a few clips there, Ghost. Did you want to play some of yours first, kind of like how we did last week? Because, like I said,
I was gonna ask too, like, because I'm not like good technologically or whatever, but how do you, like? So I just you just go to like screen share, and then you can show clips and stuff.
Yeah, the screen share, and then when you do the screen share, you got to make sure that your sound is enabled. Uh-huh. All that you do is when you're clicking the screen, the bottom left, it'll say share sound, and you just check that box too. And then, yeah, you just play it just like you would. Did you have some clips?
Yeah, I got some clips. Like, okay. I don't like, you know, I was honestly like a little overwhelmed. I'm like, I was almost like wanted to bitch out.
No, why?
But I ain't no bitch. You know what I mean? I might feel like a bitch sometimes, but
no, man,
I hang in there.
No, I'm glad that you popped on.
All right. So I'm going to start with this hurricane.
Okay. Is this Hillary?
News on Hurricane Lee and its potential impacts on most of the East Coast this weekend. Lee rapidly intensified from a Category 2, doubling in wind speeds in 24 hours and briefly becoming the first Category 5 hurricane of the season. Weather experts are watching this closely, and they're concerned that storms like Lee that gain strength so quickly are happening more frequently. Heavy waves and hazardous beach conditions are expected to impact much of the East Coast beginning Sunday and Monday, even while the storm is hundreds of miles out in the Atlantic. Breaking news.
Okay.
Damn.
I played that to set this up.
Do we really need solar panels, windmills, and electric cars if we can control the weather with laser beams?
Instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Theoretical physicist Dr. Michio Kaku joins me now. So, Doctor, has the U.S. government been experimenting with weather control?
Believe it or not, the answer is yes. People don't realize that, well, as Mark Twain said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, the government takes exception to that. During the Vietnam War, there was something called Operation Popeye, a top-secret program to seed the clouds over Vietnam during the monsoon season to wash the Viet Cong out.
Ooh.
And they actually tried that.
Laser beams?
Well, no, with silver iodide crystals to condense the water vapor to cause nuclei that would then cause raindrops, and that would then accelerate the monsoon season. Okay?
So are they doing this today, the U.S. government?
Well, it turns out that 8 states in the United States practice some form of weather modification. For example, seeding the clouds with silver iodide. And the Chinese famously at the Olympics in the year 2008 seeded the clouds in order to have it rain outside of the Olympics.
Did it work?
Apparently, yeah.
And so is it just China and the United States trying to control the weather?
No, many, many countries have some kind of weather modification program because the economy, trade, war, everything is dependent upon the weather, if you think about it, right?
So can we make things less hot because it was a hot summer?
Well, believe it or not, in Dubai, they actually have a laser system based on drones that go into the clouds and fire a laser beam, and these ions then form nuclei for raindrops.
Oh.
And it accelerates rain in the Middle East. They get 4 inches of rain per year in Dubai.
All right.
4 inches.
So I can just shoot a laser in the sky and not have to buy a Tesla?
Well, in the United States now, we're also experimenting with terawatt lasers. These are trillion-watt lasers. They're pulsed. They produce more energy in a split second than all the nuclear power plants on the planet Earth. However, it's only for a brief second of time. But in that brief second of time, you ionize and electrify the weather so that you get raindrops.
All right. After COVID, this sounds a little risky, but I'm sure Joe Biden has it perfectly under control. Thank you, doctor.
That guy's an interesting dude. He's on like Ancient Aliens and stuff, I think. So it's tough to believe him sometimes. But that, I mean, I like that. That's a great, like, anyone that says that weather modification is a conspiracy theory. I mean, it's not, man. Like, it's provable that they do this. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. He even touched on, because I know you stepped away, but he even touched on the Operation Popeye in Vietnam.
Okay.
Seeded the clouds in the monsoon season. So
for the sugar crops.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not new to us, or maybe not even really new to our audience, but it's stuff that people need to hear because it's true. I mean, not only do you have the patents and government officials saying that they do it, and here you have a physicist, a world-renowned physicist at that. You know, think of Michio Kaku what you want. He's a smart man, and he's like telling you, hey, dude, we fire lasers up there. Is that what they did to this hurricane that's supposed to come over this week and come up the East Coast? Because, I mean, all of a sudden in 24 hours, it just went boom.
Mm.
It's now a category 5.
Yeah, man. And that's what's so shitty. One of the many things that's like just horrible about our government and our leadership here around the world is that they use this. They have this incredible technology to control the weather, and they use it all for bad.
Yeah.
Like, why not make it rain more in the desert? You know, why not cool it down? You're using this shit to help perpetuate your climate change narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like they could do so much good with this, and they're just, you know, refusing to do that.
I don't know.
And I was going to show some, because this is the guy, he does the bubble universe stuff too, you know? And that's like that whole, like, you know, the number thing, you know, that, you know, I was showing people where it just keeps, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I was going to.
You're going to share a clip?
Yeah, you just share screen.
Yeah, share screen, and then that bottom left thing that pops up, you'll have the share sound.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see it. Oh.
And then just click that box, and then, you know, pull your clip up.
All right, appreciate it.
We're seeing your screen.
Move y'all, because it's blocking my thing. Where is it going? Not too far here. Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
But it actually overlaps, right? So that's like the bubble universe right there. Like it was shown at the end. Because that's also what was on top of the dome in that Nazi like ritual room that they had in their castle.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so explain it again. What is the bubble universe thing? And then when you're watching this clip, what's in here that?
Okay. So it just the reason why it's I say bubble universe. It's confusing. Because look right here, you see one Nazi symbol, but it's actually when it finishes up, you see all the squares overlapping.
Yeah.
Like different mirrors, you know, but it's all coming from that one point.
Yeah.
Well, essentially that point's at every other point. So it's just like you're overlapping universes, and then you just, even if you change, the universe is still, you know, just, you know, that's what it's, the bubble universe thing, you know, like,
is that like the multiverse?
Yeah, multiverse, like you make different decisions and stuff like that, but it goes like that Nazi symbol on the top.
Yeah.
Essentially, it will just recreate itself, you know, like the death, life from death.
Okay.
Thing, analogy.
Yeah. So online here, just by looking at bubble universe theory real quick on Bing, Microsoft Bing, really, you know, mainstream bubble universe theory. Bubble universe theory is a concept that suggests the existence of multiple universes or bubbles of space-time. These bubbles may arise from the nature of cosmic inflation. There's fucking inflation everywhere then. We're talking about cosmic level inflation here now too, which views the universe having expanded exponentially in the first tiny fraction of a second after the Big Bang. They may also result from quantum fluctuations of space-time, or the interaction of gravitations and vacuum potential. One version of the theory states that the solar system formed in a bubble near a supernova. Interesting.
This is the another. Am I still on the share screen thing? Okay. From Davey.
Statue the Red of Liberty Pill of Cartel. Earth. Somebody told me that I need to watch. I pet goat, so I looked it up. And let me show you what I've seen off of it.
So this is the Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course I went to Google Earth to see if this was real. Check this out.
So check this out. Seal Solomon sits over the Statue of Liberty when you line up all these points. When you line up the points, it finishes off the rest of it. See that? Mm. Watch closely. And in the middle, just like everything else, it says RAM. R-A-M. And do you see how the outside circle fits these points? Just look. It's all made for the shit. It's all made for it. This is who runs the show, man. They own this country, and we're too stupid to see it. But check out what else. See the shadow here? Now, Google plays a part in this crap. Google Earth. They hide images.
Now looks like the Baphomet head. I mean, that's what you're trying to say. But,
this is the 2D image of Statue of Liberty on Google Earth. Somebody told me that I need to watch I Pet Goat. So I looked.
Oh shit! My bad. And, so that's the that's the torch, you know, and
well, and to play into that, I mean, a lot of people have speculated. You know, we know it was a gift from France, but a lot of people say that the Statue of Liberty is actually Satan.
Yeah, or ISIS, or you know, ISIS. One of these. Yep. There's a few different ideas of who it could be. I think Diana, maybe too. There's a few goddesses that people say it could be, which is interesting. Yeah, man, that stuff's wild. I know that Matt, you know, from The Great Deception, does a lot of stuff with star forts and like how that looks like a star fort. But yeah, I would say it's probably got something to do with that. He calls it the Seal of Solomon. Some people call it the Star of David, right?
Yeah, it's just that understanding that there's a. As chaotic as everything seems, there is like a synchronization going on. There's this alignment. There's a balance, you know? Yeah. And that's what the elites do is they understand that, and they try to match up with whatever the universe is doing and sync with it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the gematria and all that kind of stuff, essentially getting an upper hand, you know?
Yeah, man, it's wild. It is very interesting. You know, it's funny, man, you're talking about how like there's like these, you know, hidden symbols and all this stuff. And there's a deep seated conspiracy, right? Like we were talking about this. My family has like a little group text. And my mom was like, we were kind of just given this like the medical system shit because, you know, they're helping my dad get back to you know, 100% after his surgery and stuff. And no one's coordinating well, like no one's sharing the information that they have and all this shit. And my mom, God bless her, but she's like, see, this is why I don't believe in conspiracy theories, because people can't coordinate on the smallest level like this. And I was like, I didn't even say anything. I was just like, okay, well, like, I'm not going to argue about it with you. That's like saying that you don't believe that like crime exists or racism exists just because you don't see it and you don't experience it. Doesn't mean that like there's not proof of this shit.
Right.
So yeah, we find out all the time people are like locked inside of houses. That's creepy. You know what I mean? You're driving down these country roads. You're thinking how many of these houses have slaves, imprisoned against their will? You know, it's dark.
Yeah, it's freaky, man. It's just the levels that people will sink to, especially if there's any kind of power involved or anything like that, are insane. So yeah, man, it was kind of funny.
Just gonna say, if the audience members out there really like looking into like symbology and symbolism and stuff like that, that hidden symbol, Peacock Original, I mean, they throw a ton in there that is just like right up everyone's alley that we talk about and what have you. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they do kind of play in to a little of the gematria and what have you. But someone I don't know who it was, maybe they were joking around, but symbology is a word.
Sure. Symbology is absolutely a word.
Yeah. They commented on it and said that symbology is not a word, but it is.
Yeah. Symbology, symbolism. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think that the reason why they might be giving you shit is you can use it wrong. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're speaking of symbolism when you're referring to symbology and vice versa, not you, but people. Have you guys seen, what the hell is it? It's like with two brothers that they're Irish Catholics and they go out and fucking shoot a bunch of
Boondock Saints.
Yes, dude. When Willem Dafoe's like the chief or whatever, police chief or fed of some kind, and some dipshit cop is like, what's the symbology of what they're talking about here? And the guy's like, you mean symbolism? It's not symbology, symbolism. So that's probably why they're giving you shit.
Yeah. And Willem Dafoe doing the weird trans thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's like dancing around.
That was weird.
Yeah, well, it gets him in the zone of the killers. So, okay, so I'm going to show this now here too. We love Bill Gates here on the show. I know, Ron, you probably feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the computer. I bought his computer.
I know, I did too, but yeah, I can't stand the dude. I actually want to get an Apple, but Apple's no better than that. So check this out.
Bill Gates and other investors are betting Kodama Systems can reduce carbon dioxide in the air by chopping down and burying trees, which has raised $6.6 million in seed funding from Bill Gates's Breakthrough Energy and others. Scientists say burying trees can reduce global warming as well. I don't know where they're finding these scientists, by the way. To help address the problem, the U.S. Forest Services aims to thin out 70 million acres of western forests, mostly in California, over the next decade, extracting more than 1 billion tons of bone-dried biomass. Normally, when you cut down trees, when you're a lumberjack, when you have a lumber company, you're selling the lumber to build houses, people buying from Home Depot or whatever. They're arguing that they want to, rather than sell the timber, take all that wood and just bury it, because they're saying that that is a better solution. And so, in other words, this is a business, because they're getting money to create carbon offsets. And this is what Bill Gates is financing.
Pretty interesting concept. Instead of using the wood for something helpful, just bury it.
I was just going to ask, was that sent by Victoria? Because I remember seeing that. I think that's who sent it to me as well. It's odd.
This is what makes me, I say it, it seems like more and more now, but this is what kind of helps me believe in the theory of like reptilian fucking shape-shifting leaders. Like, why do these people want to just like fuck things up instead of trying to help anything?
Well, one thing I was thinking today with the whole clone thing, and why are they doing all the robots and stuff? Maybe they're just like trying to like create like a clone government, like ran by clones, Hollywood's all clones and shit like that. They're already on fucking Mars or who knows, you know what I mean? If space is even real, they already got their shit. They're into underground tunnels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to like basically like keep us like, you know, distracted while they're already getting prepared in the tunnel. You know what I mean? We think that they're still there running the government and they're still making the movies and things like that, but they're already in the underground bunkers and shit.
Have you guys seen the movie Us?
That would be weird. Yeah.
I don't know. Sounds familiar.
We were talking about it last week. I think Ghost, I mentioned it when I was talking about Get Out. It's one of Jordan Peele's movies.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's basically like, you know, without, you know, ruining the plot too much, they're kind of a spoiler alert here, but there's like a clone of every single person underground, and like they live in an underground society and they eat rabbits for whatever reason. And I don't know, it's just a weird concept, but the people that live underground are like extremely weird. It seems like they're kind of violent. I don't know if they actually are violent. I haven't really seen the whole thing, to be honest, because it's kind of slow, but it kind of like leads you to believe that they're violent. You know what I mean? But it's a strange concept, but it's something that I think could very much be real.
Hmm. I think what it was like kind of symbolizing was like they're the bottom feeders.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Rabbits is like prosperity, you know, because they fuck a lot.
Sure.
You produce a lot. So it's like they're basically just trying to take their place, you know.
Interesting.
Like try to get out of the bottom and get up into the where it's good.
Huh. Makes sense, man. Yeah, that dude's movies are all. I remember when I was watching Get Out, the idea of like all the good people wearing blue and all of the bad people are wearing red. You know, and even the girlfriend in the beginning, she's wearing blue because you think she's a good person. And towards the end and like the middle, she's wearing like more neutral colors. And then towards the end, she's wearing like red shit. It's kind of wild.
Well, blue makes you look pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
Blue makes you look passive. So if you want to like kind of like look like a nice person, you wear blue.
Yeah.
And red. That's why the whole thing with like sexy, it's sexy on girls, you know?
Yeah.
Makes you look a little dangerous, you know? Like, red on guys makes you look more aggressive.
Yeah, dude. Pretty interesting shit.
Why you're wearing red today, outlining your shirt.
just a little bit, you know?
Okay, let me see. Yeah, I've told you guys about Greg Reese, right? They're from InfoWars.
He might have.
Okay, so I want to play this video, but of course you get an InfoWars ad. Hopefully you guys aren't hearing that.
No.
Okay, let's see. This dude does really good work, and I just wanted to see this targeted individual. I love targeted individual ideas, man. That stuff is so cool to me.
Except for one.
Yeah, well, I don't like the people individually, I'm saying, but like, you know, sometimes I believe these people, but then sometimes like it's like you're trying to get people to target you so that you can get attention, you know, because no one's paying attention to what you're doing. But yeah, this kind of stuff, I like the theories based on these, but it's not going to be 7 minutes long because the last minute of these is always like an InfoWars ad of some kind, but we'll check it out. I like this dude's work. It's short.
After 9/11 and the birth of Homeland Security, fusion centers were set up to monitor U.S. citizens, and the U.S. Department of Justice legalized non-consensual experiments on the public. These fusion centers employ civilians to target individuals and harass them, intimidate them, vandalize their property, and interfere with their day-to-day life. This is known as gang stalking. Former high-ranking FBI agent Ted Gunderson reported in 2011 that himself and thousands of others were being targeted. FBI agent Mike German confirmed this as well. Several federal agents have reported that they were targeting individual Americans, including people who were simply pro-life, and that they were pressured to put more people on their targeting lists to legitimize more federal funding. These Homeland Security fusion centers are able to put any American citizen on the terrorist watch list without any reason or due process. In 2012, NSA whistleblower William Binney reported that the feds are conducting comprehensive surveillance on nearly every U.S. citizen and targeting whomever they please. In 2014, Glenn Greenwald exposed the methods used to target individuals, such as hacking into people's social media accounts, posing as that person, and contacting their friends and coworkers. TargetedJustice.com is currently working on suing the federal government for targeting individual U.S. citizens with different high-tech weapons, including directed energy weapons. The Havana Syndrome, when diplomats in Cuba were attacked with directed energy weapons, was not an isolated event. There are thousands of individuals who claim to be under this same sort of attack, and they have the scars to prove it. As far back as 1976, the technology to remotely alter brainwaves has existed, including voice-to-skull technology that allows the government to directly transmit voices into people's brains. As bad as all this is, it is likely to get much worse. In 2017, Dr. James Giordano gave a lecture on the latest government technologies to target individuals, such as neuroweapons to control brain function and modify memories.
I'm looking to target key individuals who may then be influential to relative aspects of their representative groups. I can affect individuals' brain functions in a variety of different ways, both positively and negatively, by engaging or disengaging nodes and networks of the brain that therefore affect their cognitions, emotions, and ultimately their behaviors. Something my colleague Jamie Canton likes to play with an awful lot is the idea of specialized neural operations. And here, once again, we're talking about the use of either drugs and or devices to modify the integrity of brain function that we realize can also modify individuals' perception of time and space. We talked earlier about how these may be used in interrogation scenarios, and this too may be used against key individuals to be able to modify their perception of time, their perception of what occurred and what did not, memory modification, etc.
Nanoparticulates that can give an individual a stroke.
So what we're able to do here is infiltrate the brain space with nanoparticulate matter that aggregates in situ, on site in the brain, and does one of two things. Either penetrates from the vascular space, gets in through the bloodstream, gets in through the nose, through the mucosa, or infiltrates the vascular space and clogs it. What is the result? What's called a nanoparticulate stroke or a hemorrhagic diathesis, fancy word, for it's a predisposition to individuals having brain bleeds.
He explains how they can make people sick with an undetectable illness to make them go crazy.
What I'm doing is I'm using a dispersion methodology to be able to infect sentinel cases with a highly morbid condition. These individuals complain. Again, this is a central nervous system condition. So they're complaining of whatever the bug may do. It'll produce some cascade of neurological and neuropsychiatric signs and symptoms. What I've now done is I've got every individual who is diagnostically hypochondriacal, and I've got every individual who's the worried well flooding the public health system, banging on the door. The CDC comes back and says, nonsense, that's not real. I come back and say, that's fake news.
He says they can already control insects and use them to deliver bioweapons.
I infiltrate that bug's nervous system and I control the way it moves. By controlling the way it moves, I control the way it goes. I control its wings pattern. I control where it hovers, where it flies, where it articulates. And what I can also do is I can then couple this to a very, very small scale set of either biosensors or cameras. And what I basically have here is a bio drone. I can go one step further on. I can also impregnate that individual organism, with a very small-scale weaponizable delivery mode. In other words, if I'm using a very, very small-scale bioweapon, such as a very potent organotoxin, or the delivery of a very small level of microbes that we know can either replicate and infect, or is genetically modified to have a very, very high morbidity effect, I can then utilize this not only as a reconnaissance drone, but also as an infiltrative weaponizable drone that can then deliver some payload.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Dude, that's nuts, man. Talking about the bugs.
Dude, that reminds me of Gavinism, which is Galvanism, which is what started Frankenstein. I can't remember her name. The late who wrote Frankenstein or whatever, but
Mary Shelley.
Oh yeah, Mary Shelley. Yeah, that's right. But so what the dude tried to do was shock the, like, he would take frogs like try to like move their arms and legs, and then his nephew eventually moved it up with corpses. So there was the Murder Act back in the day, where if you're a murderer, your body, as soon as you were executed, your body would be used for scientific purposes. And at one time he actually did like have a dude like do shit like in front of people, you know, like shucks his body and made him like do stuff, and like it was crazy. And but that's basically what that is now, like, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is this guy's name is
We Luigi Are Machines
Galvani. Yeah. The guy that started that, Luigi Galvani. So yeah, it's showing him like doing it with frogs. They talk about doing it with people.
But now that they've gotten to the level where they can basically do it to bugs and use them as surveillance drones, you know, like that's the evolution of science right there. You know, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. You wonder if they're doing that with any like politicians, like Biden comes to mind, right? Like this corpse walking around.
We get a Bernie's or whatever it was.
Yeah, exactly. Dude. Yeah. Did you guys hear about the thing with Bill Gates and the mosquitoes, how they're trying to potentially use those to maybe either spread vaccines or to spread like bioweapons and shit like that?
I did. I didn't save any of the clips that I saw, but supposedly there was footage of helicopters and planes dispersing mass quantities of mosquitoes over Florida.
Yeah,
I don't know how true it was, but then I forget the disease. There's been like 5 reported diseases of, I forget what it is. It's pretty deadly, but it comes from mosquitoes. It's not malaria. It was something different.
Okay, dengue.
Yeah, dengue fever.
Was that it?
Yep.
Nice, nailed it, dude. So someone sent me something too about these January 6th protesters. Did you see that they're making like a full out like some kind of weird documentary type thing about that?
Doesn't surprise me,
but it's something. Oh no. So this is what it was. It was Catalyst sent this to me, and it's like a card. It's like a deck of cards that they're making.
Yeah, that's right. Cause he texted me about it the other day.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can find it here. Because I think that that's hilarious, dude. If they were actually selling those cards, I would love to buy those.
Hell
yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's such a propaganda piece. Let's see if I can find this shit here.
Oh, I was going to say... I was going to, I was seeing if, like, I could share, like, some videos later or something.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Go for it, dude. I was going to wait for but... It's let me see here. Share.
Screen share it.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to do that.
You'll get it down as you do it more, too.
Yeah.
Sorry. I feel bad. Oh, feel bad. All right, here we go. Oh, this is a ghost.
And a couple of more pieces. I do like RJ Barrett, nice. But I don't know. It might be time for him to go as well. You never really know. So I say you just build off of those people. Was that a ghost?
Junebug,
chill out. Yo, that wasn't even a person.
The June bottom. Bottom left.
Did you see
bro,
it?
Bro, stop.
No, stop it. Stop June it.
Bug, chill out.
I can't rewind. Hey, bro, I didn't see anything, man. I was looking.
Damn, I don't know how to rewind it.
Just close out and then play it again because it's right at the beginning there. Is there a way you can zoom into it? Do you have a touchscreen computer or no?
Nah.
Okay, it's fine.
A couple more pieces. I do like RJ Barrett, but I don't know. It might be time for him to go as well. You never really know. So I say you just build up for those people. Was that a ghost?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was pretty good, man. Like, that was like the reactions, you know what I mean?
Were they faking it?
No, I don't think so. I think it was legit because they were talking about like basketball or some shit.
Yeah. Did you see it, Ghost?
I did, but to me, it the dude sitting in a dark room.
Yeah.
Obviously using a webcam. to me, it, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, it could have just been the webcam readjusting to the darkness of the room and picking up, you know what I mean? And but hey, it could have been a fucking ghost as well. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, dude. That kind of
stuff. And like weird. I was like in modern times, like all these young people, like these activists and all this shit, they're just angry. Mm-hmm. And it just takes you, and it's all young people, right? Because mm-hmm. when you're young, that was the thing you're doing, is you're always trying to be hard. You're trying to be like an adult, you know, I'm tough, I'm a gangster. I don't know if you guys ever seen this clip. It's the talk shit hotline.
Okay.
Sup, nigga? You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch.
Sup, fool? You gonna talk shit about me, homie? Where you from?
Hundreds of niggas is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking shit about you right now. You want to sell that shit? Call these motherfuckers ASAP.
Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your bone spurs.
The hardest niggas is standing by, ready to pick up that phone. Buff niggas, dark niggas, Asian niggas, white niggas.
Suck my dick, bitch. Fuck you.
1-213-373-4253. Just dial, nigga. I'll fuck you up.
That's great.
Classic niggas. Racist niggas. Mystery niggas. Psycho niggas. Dog niggas. Jewish niggas.
You got some motherfucking nerds calling me out Shabbat on some little bullshit ass nigga. Better calm that shit down and come around here and show me some fucking respect before me and my Jewish niggas come up here and beat your ass, nigga. All the time.
Niggas is talking shit. Call now.
$4.99 per minute.
How many times did they say the N-word there? Jeez.
Yeah, a million times.
That's pretty funny, dude.
That kind of goes back to the UFC. The word gay was thrown out quite a lot. In fact,
yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said this dude right away just goes, fuck all you faggots in the audience. Like, dude, I was like, whoa, because it was on ESPN.
Right.
And I was like, I will not be surprised if that dude got fined for that.
This is another one here. Concerts in 2023 be like.
I hope y'all brought enough water with y'all. It's about to get real hot.
Yeah.
Because with this next song, we ready to enter the shadow realm. And into the gates of hell.
Hey, yo, what do you say?
Yeah! What do you say? So y'all motherfuckers better be ready to sell y'all souls.
Oh, nah, hold on. I think I'm at the wrong concert.
I just need y'all to sing these lyrics with me. Hey,
yo,
come on, buddy. DJ, spin that shit. Yeah! Yeah! Demons. Demons. Bro, you ain't just hear what he said? Yo, you
ready?
Demons. Why y'all not listening?
That is so true, dude. They're like straight up rituals now.
And I want to just because no, never mind. No,
what is that Simpsons one?
Oh yeah, the Simpsons one. This goes into something I'll talk about like later.
Nobody is talking about this prediction from the Simpsons. I wonder why.
Out.
It's modern times. Everyone's doing it.
Where did my Christian limo driver go?
My pious husband is missing.
The baby I chose to have baptized is gone. Mr. Thompson, what's happening?
It's the rapture, Shauna. The rapture. The virtuous have gone to heaven, and the rest of us have been left below. We were fools. Because we rejected God, tacitly accepting Satan, we must suffer through the apocalypse.
I thought all religions were a path to God. I was wrong.
Why did I put my faith in science and technology?
Oh, why did I choose to be gay?
Nobody is talking about
why
this.
Why did I choose to be gay? So is that, did they have a date or anything?
Nah. It was just like out of nowhere, but I'm gonna show some video here. I saved two videos. Yeah. Like, I'll show y'all some chi stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Chi.
Wait, no. Let me fast forward.
Okay. Yeah, chi's kind of interesting. Like, the idea of.
Because, like, it seems silly, but, you know, with the whole symmetry and things like that, magic is a working energy, essentially.
The apparent power to heal. Nicholas and Cheryl Scharf have flown from San Francisco to Los Angeles almost every week for the past 2 years to see Master Joe.
When Nicholas was 1 year of age...
Pause it real quick, Ron.
...severe right. combined immunodeficiency syndrome.
What'd you say, Ghost?
I said, damn, that's a big toe.
Oh, I was like, what? I thought you said something about the video. I didn't realize. My bad, Ron.
No, it is about the video. Just back it up just a hair when she starts...
Big toe. There.
That one guy does not look impressed.
You just witnessed chi has another very different use. The apparent power to heal. Nicholas and Cheryl Scharf have flown from San Francisco to Los Angeles almost every week for the past 2 years to see
our camel toe.
When Nicholas was 1 year of age,
I'm looking at her feet like an idiot.
Combined immunodeficiency syndrome, which is more commonly known as SCIDS. And shortly after that, about a month, he had an open lung biopsy, which told us that he had CMV pneumonia.
Before I came to see Master Joe, I would hear crackling in my chest. I didn't feel that good sometimes, and I was coughing a lot at night and in the morning. My mom would have to give me cough syrup.
After giving Nicholas one treatment, Master Joe pretty much diagnosed what was wrong with Nick without having ever met him before or known anything about him, so I was pretty impressed.
Oh, whoa.
After the second or third visit with Master Joe, it was amazing. Nick stopped coughing at night. In the morning, he woke up, he felt great, his eyes were bright. I even called his doctor, and I said, this incredible thing's happened.
Hot. When he was putting it on and he was moving his hand over it, it started to get warm and then it got hotter. So when it gets hot, you have to say hot, so move it to another spot.
That's kind of cool.
Master Joe seems to create the heat only with his hand.
In the offices of Dr. Michael Roback, an orthopedic surgeon from Los Angeles, a thermograph was put to use to observe the incredible heat produced by the hands of Master Joe.
Master Joe uses Reynolds Wrap. I felt it. It is not warm. It's at room temperature, and the paper towel also is at room temperature. The water is actually cold to coolish, and he soaks the aluminum foil and dampens the paper and folding it to a shape slightly smaller than the size of his hand. And now he's beginning the motion consisting of moving his hand back and forth. There's actually appears to be almost smoke-like substance or steam-like vapors coming off of the white material. I mean, it's very apparent, and actually the color of the aluminum on the monitor has gone into the white zone at the top, which is much warmer than when we started.
Master Zhou explains, the chi that creates the miraculous healing heat. The area of greatest heat shown on the scale is white, the white that appears on Master Zhou's hands.
Now, Master Zhou can also concentrate the power
And then the protection. Oh shit, my bad.
I think it's still playing. Yeah, that stuff's really interesting to me. It just, it's always a turnoff when it's on game shows like that, or reality shows or whatever those are, right? But yeah. I think that they could be real, dude. Like that stuff could absolutely be real.
Oh, I forgot. There's another video I wanted to share, and then the thing. My bad. I fucked.
No, you're good, dude. Yeah, let's see it. But there was there's a lot of people that do that shit for real, and then there's a lot of people that kind of fake it too.
I think most of the people that do it don't want to be known.
Right. Exactly.
Or they're the Illuminati.
Yeah, dude. I think that those people could have like some weird kind of powers like
that. You know, because they talk about they have shape-shifting, you know, the Native Americans, the whole
skinwalkers and shit.
Skinwalkers and then the bird people. Shit like that.
Yeah, dude.
This is the other one. The best word here.
What do we got here? More chi?
Yeah, but what Master Zo is going
to
do
within their bodies and direct it to the parts that need protection.
So the next thing he's going to do is direct the chi into one part of his body, whack himself with a big knife and not get cut because he's directing it into that single part of his body.
In Chinese culture, chi is the energy that drives all living things. It is to be found in breath and blood and can be absorbed from the universe and compressed in the body.
Look at it. Look at his chest, dude.
Afterwards, he turns his back because what he's doing is he's getting rid of that excessive chi in that one place because if you leave it there, it's no good for you. Mm. The thing that amazes me about this is how they're improving their natural abilities. They're not saying that they can fly or anything.
Wait,
like that.
Wait, rewind it one more time just to where he hits him.
About this,
oh, where he hits him,
yeah,
right here,
and can be absorbed from the universe and compressed in the body.
There, it's no good for you. Agree that they can do these things without getting hurt. So, the next thing,
this one right here,
this is to show that they can direct you to wherever they want to. They have to use chi to do this because there's no muscle there. So they have to use real chi, otherwise it's just going to skewer them.
So what, for the audience, the listeners, they got a steel rod and they're bending their necks. Two guys bending.
Chi 就代表了肾肾生水。肾? Hey, 肾.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so chi gets your kidneys.
Yeah,
strong.
Good,
okay,
yeah.
What I mean by, oh, get it up. Get it right up there.
Yeah.
He said practicing qigong is good for the kidneys, and if you've got good kidneys, you've got a good.
Yeah, right.
I don't mean a good upper hook.
Boner. There's one guy in the background.
That's the thing they just used on this.
But right. Then there's this. This is the last one. I'm going to just fast forward. So he's basically got his head on a axe blade, and he's got bricks on his back, and the guy's gonna hit his back with a sledgehammer.
The worst thing is waiting, isn't it? You just wait. You forget waiting.
His head's not falling off. And
So he said it's all right for him to talk now because he's brings up the chi and puts it all around his neck to protect that.
So basically what Master Zo was doing with his hands to heal, that guy was, you know, putting a different, and it works like that with, you know, the mindset, right? Like, I don't know if you ever seen the, I can't remember their names, but they're the Wrecking Machine Brothers, the Wrecking Ball Brothers. And it would be like two guys.
Show?
Yeah, it was a show back in the day. It was these two strongmen, and they would like put them inside of a freezer, like a cooler, like a kitchen cooler, a commercial kitchen cooler, and they would beat themselves out of it. They would tear like airplanes apart and shit like that, like two guys with just their bare hands. Like that's kind of in a way like a similar thing, you know? Like,
yeah, that's so good. Wild.
And then this is the thing I wanted to share, like here too, is this legend, right? It goes with food. And it goes with the bubble universe and synchronizations and weird thing like that. Cause, you know, I asked, on one of my shows on my podcast, you know, hey, any ideas to look into certain things and blah, blah, blah. and an old friend actually hit me up and was into some like Brazilian mythology show.
Mm-hmm.
Told me to, hey, check, you know, look into Brazilian mythology. So I was like, all right. And I came across this story that's super interesting. And it has to do, you know, and it has to do with something that's, you know, real world. So there's a conspiracy factor to it.
Oh yeah.
And also in a way like angels or something like that. And so it's basically the story about the creation of the cassava root.
Okay.
Do you guys like cassava?
Is that that's not kava, right? It's something different.
I'm not sure. I think it's like tapioca, basically. Like tapioca is like,
okay, I haven't heard of it then.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it. I like tapioca.
Mm-hmm. It's also in Africa. It's used for spiritualism and stuff like that. Like chewing on cassava leaves is like protects you from evil, things like that.
Okay, yeah, now that sounds familiar. And then don't they in certain cultures in Africa or tribes, they'll chew it and then they'll spit it on something that they want to get rid of, like an evil spirit out of something, or use it to ward off evil spirits.
Mm-hmm. Or drink it and teas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the story goes, basically, the daughter of a Tupi chief became pregnant, right? And the dad was wondering, hey, who, you know, because they're all like not about being, you know, they're about being modest. So he's like, who got you pregnant? Tell me, you know, who was it that? And so she's like, you know, like the Virgin Mary. She's like, I don't know. I just got pregnant. And so they don't, the father doesn't believe her. So one night he has a dream where this white knight, this warrior, you know, white skinned warrior, you know, it makes you think like the Aryan kind of thing comes into his dream and tells him, hey, you know, this, your daughter didn't shame you. We did this to her or whatever, you know, who knows? I don't know. I'm just going with what I saw on the Amazon thing, but basically like, yeah, this is, she's like virgin birth. She's chosen to have this, carry this baby, and this baby will be a great benefit to the world. And so the chief, you know, forgives his daughter and it's like, all right. And when the baby's born, it has white skin, which is different than them, right? Because they're our Amazonian. Mm-hmm. They're all brown skin. And so, you know, this baby's, you know, different than them. They raise it and they're, you know, it's good and everything. But one year later, they find it dead with no illnesses and no injuries. And it was smiling. It was a dead smiling baby, right? One year later. So they're, you know, of course, everyone's heartbroken and everything like that. And in their custom, they bury you inside of their house and then they water your grave. And, you know, a flower grower, this and that. But in this girl, which was named Manny, something new grew, right? I can't remember what it was, but for whatever reason, the earth cracked or something like that, cracked apart. And people saw this new thing there, the cassava root, the first ever cassava root.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at first they were weird about it, but then they took it and they cooked it and peeled it and stuff like that. And it gave them strength and, you know, helped them with sleep and all these other kind of medicinal purposes. So it makes you wonder, like with the marijuana plant, with whatever the root plants in the world, right? Root animals. Could it be like heavenly beings, right? Come to earth and like in that movie Prometheus, and they essentially like sacrifice themselves to make something new, like with the story Legend of Manny.
That's pretty, that's a cool idea. That's possible, man. Like nothing surprises me.
You know, and then also it kind of, because they're eating her, right? They're eating basically her corpse, created this new thing that they eat and they drink, you know, they turn into drinks. And it makes you think about Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So here goes, it kind of puts things into perspective. That's why I feel like the Jesuits were always like hunting down, or not hunting down, but trying to locate indigenous tribes and all these kind of things, because they're learning history from different perspectives. So it puts Jesus' sacrifice into perspective, where Manny and maybe other angels and things like that before her came to Earth and died and created these new things that were physical. Maybe the source itself, God, decided to come to Earth and sacrifice itself to not create something physical, but to essentially create a doorway to something heavenly and powerful, you know? So it's kind of wild when you kind of like make the connections to the two stories.
Yeah, man. It's interesting.
That I make out of it is a lot of Viking lore out of it. Okay. So they're eating this, this plant that gives them strength and maybe gets them kind of high, is no different than, you know, the Vikings eating certain mushrooms before going into battle, the berserkers, and going fucking raging out and doing all this. And then, like you're saying, it kind of ties into a creation story where it kind of mirrors, you know, the birth of Jesus. This is a virgin birth as well. And it's funny you brought that up, because I was sitting there thinking, I think it was yesterday. And I was just like, you know, why doesn't anybody ever really question harder on the fact that Mary was 12 years old? Because that's a little weird.
Well, back then it wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not. They might not have lived as long, but I don't know. There's just so many different ties into all cultures have their own creation story, and they're almost all very similar. Just
down to the dates, Ghost, right? I mean, like, yeah. They use the same dates. Like, it's pretty much, I think, a proven fact that Jesus was not born on December 25th. Right. And you see, like, Mithras, I think, was one. There's a bunch of different gods. There's some with, you know, all the wise men stories. All mm-hmm. the stories are the same. And that's what's really frustrating. I'm actually talking with the Operation Red Pill guys here after this. That's who I'm talking with in about 30 minutes. And I wanted to ask them that kind of stuff, because they're very devout Christians. And I think it's important to have a religion of some kind. I think, you know, it helps a lot of people. But also labeling it and kind of following a group thought seems to be like, you know, it causes a lot of wars, causes all kinds of problems and shit like that. But I mean, I follow Jesus. I can't prove that he was real or that he ever existed, but I still follow him because it's what I choose to do. You know, I have my fucking fair share of questions though.
Like, unlike the with Manny, right, where we have the cassava, every time you eat cassava, essentially you're eating like an alien. And like with ghosts saying the mushrooms, it could have been an alien came here, sacrificed up, created the mushroom. Now when you're actually essentially eating its corpse, and you could turn it into a drink too. So yeah. With communion with Jesus, you're essentially in a way doing that, but in a, you know, spiritual way, right, instead of a physical way.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It's really freaky. Sorry, Ghost.
Isn't that weird? So, like, thinking about it, like, everything we eat, even all the animals, were, like, once, like, angels that came here and died to create something.
Yeah. Like,
that's how you create something, is through death, you know? Death through life, so. Life through death, so.
Boom. Even on mushrooms, and mushrooms eat dead things, and we eat dead mushrooms. So, you know, it's that whole life cycle thing. I don't know. A lot of it's intertwined, but when the thing I have the hardest time with Christianity is the human sacrifice and eating, drinking the blood of Jesus and eating.
Yeah,
his super body. Weird.
The cross too. Yeah. The cross, wearing the cross. Yeah, dude. Someone said it like, it, you know, if Jesus was hung by the neck and died like that, would we all be wearing nooses around our neck? Right. That black lady that someone sent to us. And it's like, yeah, man, I think, you know, kind of, it's almost like glamorizing the death. And I know that the death was important and whatnot, but I think that the resurrection should be, you know, talked about more than the death itself. Cause the resurrection was the, like, he died for our sins, but then he came back. The coming back, everyone can die, right? But coming back, I think, should be the significant thing. But for some reason, it's the death. I don't know. It's
yeah, that's why, like, in the Catholic Church and all this kind of stuff, when they have Jesus on the little crucifix everyone wears, he's like, he's all like weak and looks, you know,
it's strange, man. It's,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not into it. Ghost, I don't know if you had anything. I wanted to share one video here about the frequency of blue. potentially that same blue that they were using. Oh, we got a dog attack here.
Yeah, Odin's in here.
Odin?
Yeah, well, they've both been in here on and off. Bane just left and Odin's just came in, so.
Nice. Don't let that dog go around Israel Adesanya, dude. He might suck it off or something.
Yeah.
Might. Well, I do know. Bane, out of the two boys, Bane's the only one that every now and again, depending on who pets him, his little red rocket will come out because he gets excited. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's different than, you know, when dogs get excited, they get boners like that too, right?
Right.
Like,
but if Izzy was here, he'd probably suck him off.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, dude, you know what was... Oh, go ahead, Ron.
I've made the mistake of playing with dogs, the wrong dog toy. Like, here, bud, you know, here's your toy. That's not his toy, that's his girlfriend. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. It's his fleshlight.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, dude, Moo, my girl dog, used to, we call this one pillow in the house her boyfriend, because she goes and humps it in the bathroom, or like, not in the bathroom, but in the bedroom. And she'll, like, we set it in a certain spot so that she knows, because she likes to go in there and no one's watching her do it. Like, but if you go in there and, like, say, what are you doing? She stops right away. But, you know, it's kind of, I'm not sitting there getting her off. It's different when you're doing that, but. You know, I want them to have fun and enjoy their lives, but I'm not going to be a part of that shit.
No.
It reminds me of the video of the time. It's this one Instagram clip. This dog's like, another dog's licking its junk, you know?
Yeah.
And the owner's like, hey! And it's like, stop. And then the other dog starts grabbing its head. It's like, hey, I didn't tell you to stop.
Dude, there is this one hilarious clip. It's like three dogs humping. There's one dog on the bottom, another dog humping that dog, and another dog humping that dog. And it's playing the X-Files music when it's just showing these dogs all go. It's so funny, dude. Like, it's rough to describe, but it's hilarious. Let's check this out. This was sent by, were you going to say something before we start?
I was just going to say, I used to catch Odin face fucking my old dog, a dog that no longer lives here.
Oh, yeah, Rain.
Yeah, and I'd he'd be all quiet, and I'd walk out, and he'd be going to town, and I'd be like, Odin, and he'd just look up like a 12-year-old just got caught masturbating by their parents, like, sorry, Dad, sorry.
So, Ghost, I know that you got caught by your mom having sex one time. I got caught by my dad getting a hand job, and then I got caught by my girlfriend's mom when she was sucking me off one time. That was scary. I literally thought I was going to get, like, arrested or something. You know what I mean? Not that I could have.
Right.
But, like, you know, when you're young and you get caught doing something like that, not that you're not supposed to do it.
Were you finishing off? Like, were you?
No, I wasn't. No, no. She'd been doing it for, like, 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
But it was just, like, and it was so funny, dude, because her mom was really fat. And so we were upstairs. It was nighttime. We were watching a movie, so it was dark. And I mean, you'd think that you could hear this lady walking up the stairs because, like, the stairs creaked and stuff. I guess I was just not paying attention. But, I mean, dude, this lady walked up quiet as a mouse. She weighed 350 pounds, probably. I mean, big, big lady. And she was very short. And, yeah, just snuck right up there and caught us. It was pretty fucking terrifying. But has that happened to you before, Ron?
Getting caught? None that I know.
Oh. That's good, dude. Yeah, Ghost got a bad story. Yeah. I don't know if you want to share it real quick, but that stuff's funny to me, man. Because it's, you know, you're being, it's just a kid. You're just being a kid. You're doing what
is it, and it's first yeah, mom, yeah. And we same kind of situation, watching a movie, she got on, and we were going at it, you know, like high school kids do, you know, and she was on top, buck naked, I was naked, and. Didn't like you said, my stairs cracked too. My mom wasn't a large woman, but you know, you would hear people coming up,
and she was just ass naked. Why would you guys get fully naked if you knew that your parents were home?
I wanted to see your boobs.
You can't just pop them out of the shirt, though.
I mean,
you don't need much when you're that age to really get.
No, I guess not. I don't know why. I don't know. It was the heat of the moment, you know?
That's
what I mean?
So wild, dude. Like, because you know, we had all of our clothes on.
Yeah, but you didn't. In the moment, you're not thinking with the head on your shoulders. Okay,
I guess.
And that door flew open, and she was she was on top, titties flying. My mom shut the door real quick. Yeah, she wasn't allowed over for a while.
Oh my god, yeah, dude. I've never. What'd you guys do? Did you stop?
Oh yeah, Oh, yeah. I'm so embarrassed, both of us. Like,
that's
even just go downstairs to leave to take her home.
Yeah, man, that's the worst one. Because I that's the thing, dude. I can't believe that you guys were just ass naked. Like, I cannot even put myself in that position. Like, my mom's downstairs, but we can pull this off. You know what I mean? That's so funny, dude.
I thought maybe we could because no one ever came in to check.
That's the thing, too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just one of those random times. My mom just opened the fucking door and.
I think as a parent, she probably knew. She knew something was up.
Oh, yeah. Totally. You know,
that's funny.
Now, being a parent, yeah. Yeah, totally. You just get that sense. And then, like, when you're a parent and you have kids, it's like the kids know when you guys want to get intimate. You know what I mean? The moment you start to do something,
yeah.
It's like they have this radar.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Crazy.
I was going to say, my story definitely don't top that, but I do remember. One time something happened, like I was with, you know, the girlfriend and, we had the house alone. And then all the friends came over, like a car full of friends, you know, full car. And so I'm like putting the furniture back, picking, you know, doing shit. And she's not there and I'm standing there all sweaty.
It looked like you're just beating off like super hard.
Sorry. It's good.
What? That was the only time.
That's pretty good.
Not as good.
I think everyone's experienced something like that. But yeah, let's get back to business here. I've got about 25 minutes, 20 minutes or so. But so this is a lady. This was sent to me by Matthew, I believe. Matthew's a good friend of the show and supporter. And this lady, I guess, is talking about the wavelength of blue being between 450 to 495 nm. Not sure what that is. Nanometers. I don't know. Turns out you can convert nanometers to hertz, if that's what that is, and it's 666.2 terahertz. So we'll see what she has to say here. This is about 3 minutes.
Responding to comments, someone looked up the wavelength of the color blue, and turns out you can convert it into terahertz. Do you know about my sound machine? This here is a Cyma 1000. It's an FDA-regulated device that is no longer made. And all these blue's clues got me thinking. If a certain frequency can't affect the color blue, maybe we can play the frequencies for blue to counter this frequency. I'm sure you've seen that TikTok video of that purple toothpaste that eliminates the yellow teeth. Well, it doesn't actually do it. It's an illusion. The frequency of purple counters the frequency of yellow, making it seem white. Countering one color with another. Countering frequencies with another. Let's listen to the color blue. And I'm wearing blue for the rest of the year. You see, this machine has over 800 commutations or combinations of frequencies that are resonant to a specific part of the body or a specific process of the body. For example, you can listen to frequencies for your small and large intestines, or you can listen to frequencies for gastritis or heartburn. Blue is also the color of our throat chakra. Communication, clarity of speech, expression of truth, listening to the right people, or not listening at all. The throat chakra is connected to your thyroid. You see, chakras are fueling centers for your energy body, fueling your physical body with life force energy. Energy flows from the fifth chakra to strengthen the thyroid to regulate the thyroid hormone. It also flows from the fifth chakra to the hypothalamus, regulating water to strengthen the thyroid, regulating metabolism. Let's get back to the color blue. Back to this list of 800 frequency sets. Here we go. So there's the chakras, and here's colors. We have blue and indigo. Indigo is vitamin K. I don't have the one for blue, but we're going to listen anyway. Oh, of course it's number 666. Are you freaking serious right now? I'm going to check my handy dandy angel numbers book for this one. This has a list of angel numbers from 1 to 999 and 666. Here we go. It's time to focus on spirit to balance and heal your life. Tell heaven about any fears you have concerning material supply. Be open to receiving help and love from both humans and the angels. So I'm going to press code 666, enter, color blue. I just realized that comment says 666 terahertz. Are the numbers in my book related to the frequency they're set to? That's another video. Back to to blue. Sound therapy is non-invasive. You're just listening to sound waves. You're made of water. And water has memory. As shown by Dr. Emoto in The True Power of Water. This is what's happening in your body right now as you listen to this. Laser. I saw someone selling it on TikTok.
Damn, that's crazy. I actually got something to add to that, man, if I could show it.
Yeah. And, you know, she's not like the most attractive lady, but I bet she is just a dynamite in the sack, dude. You can tell. Like, she's crazy. You can tell she is probably
living shit out of me.
She's very loud, but you can tell she'll probably be a very giving lover, I would think. But, why did you take the thing off, Ghost? Was it messing with your head?
Instead of turning the volume down, I just pulled it on. It was a little loud in my ears.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, supposedly that's a healing frequency, I guess.
Yeah, it was making me kind of go,
here.
You want to share something again?
My bad. Back on the Insta.
On IG. Oh, we got t-shirts here.
Yeah, it's this chart from a study conducted by Japan's National Institute for Environmental Studies shows what color to wear to keep yourself as cool as possible. So blue, it's kind of like seems to be like absorbs like regular light pretty good. Like when you look at the scale, like white is doesn't absorb light.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coolest one, and then the hottest one is black.
Yeah, makes sense. White's the coolest.
And you see all the color, and then yellow is pretty good too. So if you want to keep cool, you know, the colors to wear to reflect the sunlight, UV, I guess, would be white and yellow. But isn't that interesting? Like color and then heat as well, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes me think like with the magicians in black, right? The one thing I saw before is they say, oh, the witches and stuff and they wear black robes and things like that because it's absence of light. It's like a void. It's representing the void, like the birthplace of something new.
Right.
That's why you would wear black if you were creating something. So if you're going to do something dark, you would actually wear white, according to the witchcraft.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of like weird how that goes. Like, so in the as above, so below, how white doesn't absorb sunlight energy. Maybe it's in a way that's in the color coding matching. It's used to, there's a darker energy, right? Like what the Nazis thought. Right. That's the whole going back to the whole symbolism thing at the top of the dome. That's essentially what they're saying with that. You know,
what's interesting too, is like, if you look at this, like what are cool colors? Black, blue, green, purple, those are considered cool colors in the cool color spectrum. And it sounds like, according to this, I mean, red isn't the worst color to wear. Yellow, you mentioned yourself, is decent. White, obviously the best. So I wonder if they had like an orange shirt in there too, if that would be kind of similar, you know, somewhere in the middle of yellow and red, which, you know, if we're looking at this, it goes in order from like best to worst. It'd be white, yellow, red, green maybe, and then or maybe blue, and then, you know, all the or other shit other than gray, obviously. But yeah, dude, it's just kind of interesting that the hot colors will keep you cool.
Yeah. The as above, so below. Oh, and I wanted to show this because you know, for the cats out there, cat owners out there, it's a cat being pinned down by a bunch of stray dogs. course, the don't give a shit cat comes out of nowhere.
The music's great.
So I've actually seen my cat beat up a dog. It wasn't a large dog, it was a medium sized dog.
Yeah. Well, there's that famous video that went viral of that little girl playing in her driveway, and this dog came and attacked, and the cat came out of nowhere and fucked the dog up and scared it off.
Dude, a cat with claws is one of the most vicious. I mean, they're mean when they fight. You know what I mean? I don't know if you had any more serious clips to play, Ghost. I was going to play a funny one before we wrap up.
Yeah, we can. I had some stuff on the whole Oprah and The Rock thing being exposed. Okay. I don't know if we, because you got to get out of here, so we can save it.
Yeah, let's do it next week.
And but play your funny clip, and then we'll do the cunt of the week.
Or we can even do a bonus episode, you know, maybe tomorrow or something.
Yeah, we could.
For the good people on Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is good. There's two. One's very short, and the other one is pretty short also, but. I actually really want to try this next time I'm at the beach. I think it'd be so funny. It's basically wrestling on people that are tanning. This dude was just tanning. Dude's wearing a singlet and just jumps on top of him while he's trying to sit there, dude. That's just funny, man. Because, you know, the guy's just like halfway asleep probably. And this dude just plops on top of him and starts getting him. Okay. And then here's
and he was eating faces of sand.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. The guy, I mean, he had nothing for the wrestler. But here we go.
I've been smelling my hole. I just got a sex change. It's already infected. It smells like shit and decay. Really good chance I'm gonna take my life one day. At least I'll get more attention than all those normie gays. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to when a creature like me believes that it's true that he could just wake up and not be a dude. But he is. Oh, he is living as a new girl with a Y chromosome.
Isn't that good, dude? That guy's got a great voice too.
Yeah,
pretty good one right here too. I love funny clips. You know, I want to do a show of just funny
here,
clips.
I got some funny clips too.
Can't believe he hit, put that in there. All right, so you're gonna tie it with a tap in? Oh my god! Hey!
What the fuck? Isn't that good? What is this one?
Who did this mess?
Oh, this is the dogs. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Cody, did you make this mess?
Why are you making me? Just get stitches, bitch.
And he just fucking starts punching him, dude. So good.
I guess.
What do we got? Cunt of the week time?
Yeah, cunt of the week.
We didn't talk about too many cunts.
No, we didn't. Did you want to play your funny clip, Ron? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, I can show some.
Living as a new girl.
It's the whole debate on vampires or werewolf.
Okay.
Werewolf, man.
Why werewolf?
Yeah, all vampire day. Werewolf.
Vampires is gay.
No, but vampires get holes.
Oh, wait. Vampires. Just to go to the real. My bad.
Werewolf or vampire?
Werewolf, man.
Why werewolf?
All day. Vampires is gay.
No, but vampires get holes.
Vampires get holes, but they out here sucking necks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Sucking necks. That shit's gay. Could you imagine be like, haha, your homeboy like, come over and suck his neck? Like y'all sucking necks? That's gay. Nah. Werewolf, B. You know?
But it was hoes. I'm talking about
huh?
Necks.
Listen, son. What if the thing is, yo, if there's no around, you gotta suck a nigga's neck to live.
Vampires don't go to jail.
No, son, listen. Yo, listen.
What if there's vampires in jail? Then you in jail.
There's no, like, you want a boat, right? What if there's no bitch? Now you sucking niggas' necks. Gang.
I like how they bleep out bitches, but not the N word.
Werewolf or vampire?
Yeah.
Werewolf, man.
And then,
that's good, man.
Let's see for the.
Black people have
sound
Reese on jokes.
What is it, Gus?
Black people in general, they the way they tell a story and their reasoning behind it, in tears almost every time.
Good stuff. Yeah, we got
just
going
talking. That's all he was doing, you know.
I know.
End it off here.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
R.I.P. The guy died, right?
She was looking kind of dumb with her fingers and thumb in the shape of an O on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Bed to the ribs and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So
not bad. I gotta say, it sounds kind of good.
What's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow.
Not bad. I like it. Cunt of the week.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
Well, Ron, you want to go first? Someone that we talked about that's a cunt.
Oh, Israel Adesanya. That was
good
one. No-brainer.
Good one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ghost?
The governor of New Mexico.
Perfect. That's not bad. We mentioned Bill Gates, so Bill Gates is going to be my cunt of the week.
Nice.
Low-hanging fruit. We all had good cunts, though.
Yeah, I think we did. Ron, thank you for sitting in. Ron from the Imaginarium of Thought was the bean of the week. For the left lip, Ghost, and the right lip, Ryan, we will see you next Tuesday.